Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Hello and welcome to the Nostalgia Road Trip, where we take the short bus of life and crash it into that wormhole we call pop culture. This is the podcast, the only podcast running on a Super FX chip encoded in blast processing. I am your host, Edgar Velasco, and with me now is the man of the hour, which is the man with very little power, Mr. Robert Mendez. How are you, Chief?
Charge my batteries, please.
Hey, Robert, have you ever eaten like a homeless king?
A homeless king?
Yes. Have you ever eaten like the luckiest homeless man in the world?
No, but I did eat a rich guy once.
Ha ha ha, very funny. I had an interesting story. My brother, my little brother and my mom came to visit. And, you know, I came to pick them up after work, which is an interesting story of itself. But train delays and certain delays left me, you know, pretty much waiting on them for like over maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours from their actual, you know, departure arrival time. And, you know, I was walking around 34th Street killing time. And surprisingly enough, you know, those little free newspaper dispensers, you know, those like...
The local ones, the AM New York, or the other weird local papers with the plastic container, you know, behind the plastic dispensers.
Yeah, they look like little, like almost like little little square boxes that you can open up.
Yeah, little newsletter boxes.
Yeah, and you can just take whatever paper is available, be it the old Village Voice. Or, you know, whatever, you know, or, you know, whatever the neighborhood or the city, you know, free newspaper is. Like, for us, is the Metro. And, you know, probably, and you know.
And we have AM New York.
You know, and what?
A couple of others.
You know, that, you know, even the personals have occasionally come in there. Well, you know, while I was waiting, mind you, I skipped dinner, so, because I was waiting on them. I noticed a little bag, like a little plastic bag, like a banana sticking out of it. And, you know, surely enough, you know, hunger, you know, likes to set in. And mind you, you know, like I didn't want to spend any money from my debit because I wasn't going to be paid until the day after. So I didn't want to go into any of the negatives. Mind you, you know, this banana looked very enticing from this brown paper bag. And I'm looking at it like it looks pretty fresh, you know. And then, you know, as I slowly walk towards this, you know, brown paper bag with a banana sticking out of it, I noticed like certain little plastic, you know, little like a little like a Reynolds plastic wrap, you know, like one of those, you know,
like a cling wrap.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let me take it. Again, mind you, this is 34th Street Penn Station, so there's like homeless upon homeless outside, and people just smoking.
It's like random encounter after random encounter.
So like I'm looking at this thing. And, like, you know what? I just put it in my bag. And, you know, none's the wiser. And I said, you know what? Let me at least eat the banana and then just see what the inside of this little bit, this semi-bit huge brown paper bag. I, you know, as I'm waiting at Penn Station now, sitting on the floor like everybody else, either waiting on their train or waiting for whatever arrivals happen. And I decide, you know what? Let's go in this bag and see what's up. Lo and behold, you know, like I find a homeless man's bonanza kind of thing. Like I see freshly, like, and the weird thing is, I see like a plastic like Reynolds wrap, you know, like those sandwich, you know, baggies, you know, Ziploc bags, kind of shit like that. And I notice like one of them has like a whole bunch of cleaning solutions, you know, like toothpaste, toothbrush, you know, like a mini travel shaving, you know, foam and a little razor blade.
Oh, like the emergency kits.
Yeah. And the other one has like soaps and stuff like that. So like in my mind, like, oh, this must have been recent because this looks like something like a person who's traveling would pack himself, you know, when, you know, going to town or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or in this case, traveling, meaning just going from subway station to subway station looking for a place to crash.
No, it doesn't look like anything homeless. It didn't look like anything homeless because a good chunk of the stuff, look, you know, like, it looked like hotel stuff.
So probably somebody like, yeah, probably stayed in the hotel, took the little amenities and maybe a snack of their own.
And the weird thing is, I'd say is definitely travel, because it was lined up with like fucking snacks. It had like,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Did they raid the snack bin in the hotel room?
It seems that way, because there was like a bag of pretzels, a bag of Doritos, and like a whole bunch of like mini Oreo like bags. I'm like, wait, these are like they look like the kind that you would get like travel size. Like they're slightly smaller than the type
so
you would get.
Like one of those little complimentary like things, like you know they leave in the hotel mini bars. You just like grab what you want, take them with you.
It definitely looked that way. And of course, like the bananas, and then I saw some tangerines. I was like, wait, this look. And the weird thing is, you know, you can tell when something's been out for a while, you know, it's either starts to rot or smell.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So I see some junior mints. I see, you know, two bags of, you know, snacks, be it one Doritos and one, you know, the pretzels, you know, and I see the banana and the tangerines. And then I see the Oreos and whatnot. I'm like, this looks like travel size versions, like stuff you would get from a hotel room. And then lo and behold, on the bottom of this bag, again, there's still more goodies. You know, like there was three sandwiches and like ham and cheese sandwiches. Like two of them were ham and cheese sandwiches on potato bread, and one of them was like pastrami on whole wheat. I'm like,
oh, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hungry.
No. And here's a funny thing. And like, I'm looking at it because, again, when you leave out salami or bologna or whatever out, you see that weird brownish, you know, like little hardening on the sides, on the corners.
Yeah, like when it starts to go like slightly stale, but it's like even that takes a few hours to get like that.
Exactly. But this looked like recently prepared. Like it
so
looks like.
I guess you probably grab somebody's snack bag, like a big snack package. Like if it was an RPG, it'd be like you open the chest. Found a bunch of snacks. Ding!
No, and the weird thing is, it looked like, and again, I was expecting this thing, you know, like from every side, opening the bread, taking a sniff, like, wait.
It's like it's not rotten or anything, right?
Yeah, yeah, but everything looked like fucking, you know, fresh. Like, it looked like it was recently done, maybe a half hour to 45 minutes ago, like that recent.
Probably just like a little bit earlier in the day, because it's like, you know, at least the one good thing about all those cold cuts, and it was a good thing too, you know. They don't go bad right away. It takes, like, most of the day for them to go bad. So it's like, you know, those stay fresh for pretty much, like, most of the day. You're good to eat it for, like, whenever.
Yes, but the fact that I'm telling you I ate like a bum, it doesn't help things. But, again, back to this story. You know, I look at it, you know, and you know what? I'm fucking hungry. And by the time I get home it from this ordeal, it was already 3:30, and I needed to wake up because I had to go to work the next fucking afternoon. So I said, you know what? Let me plunge in. And surprisingly enough, like, here I am, like a giddy little boy eating, like, his lunch that his mom left for him. Like, all this stuff. Like, okay, I ate two potato bread, ham and cheese sandwiches, you know, pastrami on whole wheat, and, you know, with pretzels. Oh, and the only thing I had to purchase, literally, was a, you know, bottled water from, like, the local Duane Reade. And that's from, like, spare change I had in my pocket. So I'm like, wait. Like, I literally fucking ate. Like it's true. It's probably someone's, like, stuff they packed, you know, while they were traveling, you know. And either that man got mugged and the perpetrators didn't want the food. They just took his wallet. Or the guy was, you know, he didn't need any of it. Maybe he was picked up on time, or maybe his cab and he forgot it or some shit like that. But the fact, like, you know, I ate pretty good for that time. I was like, wow, that was some weird-ass luck for me to happen.
And to find, like, a big old bag of perfectly good sandwiches.
Yeah, surprisingly. And again, that was enough to keep me, you know. And the weird thing is, I was really moody at the time. I was really grumpy. So the fact that I ate it, like, oh, I feel better now.
Yeah, it's like, anybody feel bad? Just grab yourself a sandwich.
Yeah, off the floor. Like, it kind of reminds me, like, have you ever eaten, like, something that, like, I guess some people would consider, like, trash?
No, I never have done that, but I did accidentally take somebody's lunch one time and I ate it.
What do you mean, like, at work or at school or what?
When I was at school, because somebody had left out a sandwich, and there was, like, there's no name on it, and it's, like, the cafeteria was already empty, and I'm like, why the hell is this sandwich here? And I just, like, I pick it up, and I look at it, and I'm like, it's fresh, it's good, you know, salami and cheese. Mm. So I'm like, okay, I don't want food to go to waste. And I took it and I ate it.
And then what?
It turned out that it belonged to one of the teachers.
Oh, did you have to confront the teacher? Did the teacher
come? No, they never saw me. So perfect crime.
Like a fucking thief in the night. And it's funny that, you know, there is those that time that we all have come across that one way or the other. Like, sometimes at work it happens, like when you bring your lunch and, like, there's, you always hear it from someone, or sometimes it's you who experiences it, that someone fucking eats someone else's lunch, you know?
Yeah, it's like, oh, did it have a label on it? I didn't know it was yours. But I'm like, I'm the only one that has a friggin' lunchbox around here.
No, but I mean, but it does happen. Like, it does happen. Even in the fucking workplace, it does happen. Whether you're the victim or you hear it, you know, as you're eating your, sitting down and eating your lunch, you hear it like, hey, where's my thing? Where's my blankety blank? What happened to it? And some people will.
And then, like, you know, somebody walks by and they're like, oh, was this yours?
Or you look around and you can tell who took it, or you were there, you know, to witness it, but you're not going to say anything because you want to sit back and enjoy the show that happens.
Yeah, this will be like, get the popcorn.
No, but sometimes it does happen. You know, you get three types of people. There are those that will, like a thief in the night, will just ignore, like, not even acknowledge it. Like, either, like, the minute that person starts claiming, like, what happened? Where's my sandwich? Where's my soup? Where's my, like, that person disappears. You know, and two, there's that person who says, oh, but it didn't have a label, so I just, but, and again, we'll go into that a little later. And then thirdly, there's that one who will try and defend himself, like, oh, but you, it's your fault for not putting a label on it. Like, wait, why do you take it automatically defense? You clearly took it, but you're going to try and argue your way out of it, an argument that goes nowhere.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm glad that, like, nobody, at least, like, in my current job has done that to me, but it's like, I did have one time at my previous job that somebody did take my lunch.
Oh, and let's go with this.
All right. You know, I just had, like, I brought my lunch in. I didn't have, my own lunch bag, like, something distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
So I just used, like, you know, regular old shopping bag. But, you know, of course, it's a, you know, everybody knows where I live.
Mm.
Everybody knows that the chain that I bought, you know, my groceries from is not in New York.
Mm.
So you should figure, okay, this is not from a chain around here. This is probably his lunch. No, so he's just like, ooh, this looks delicious, and they took my fucking lunch.
And again, like, it happens all the time in any area of work. Any area of work that offers a free fucking, you know, refrigerator to store your lunch.
Yeah, the pantry on the floor.
That, or again, has an open fridge that you can put your stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah, that's how my job is. I have, you know, we have, like, the common kitchen and the common fridge that everybody uses.
Yeah, and of course, and of course, no one cleans that shit. That shit's always fucking messy, and you're fucking trying to find space to just jam your stuff in there until your lunch break.
Luckily, at least we have one good thing. At the end of every week, we always have the janitors come by and clean the whole fridge.
Well, that's a given, because holy shit, that stuff, you know, starts collecting smells. You know what really annoys me sometimes? It's those people who fucking automatically forget they have lunch. Like, motherfucker, you just brought that shit in 6 hours ago. How can you forget that you brought something in there, leave it for like almost like a week or so, and it's fucking like, you know, either stinking up the fridge, collecting mold, or just collecting space, you know?
Oh, God. Somebody did that one time at my job. They brought in fish in Tupperware.
You know what? You know what? That's the thing.
And the fish started to go bad, and guess what it smelled like?
Aunt Harriet's birthday bar mitzvah? I don't know.
Yeah, and she hadn't washed for like 3 weeks.
Oi. No, you know what really pisses me off? You know, fuck, you know what? Let's talk about fucking lunch break etiquette. Motherfuckers. You know, no,
because this will also extend to school.
No, you know what fucking pisses me off about fucking lunch break etiquette? That fucking people don't have it. Like, yeah, it's the break room, but motherfucker, that doesn't entitle you to fucking start having a conversation on the phone with your boyfriend or girlfriend while everybody else listens to you. B, it's also like, get rowdy and loud with your fucking, you know, coworkers. Like, motherfucker, I'm here to sit down and try and enjoy my lunch, or just sit down and unwind for 10 to 15 minutes until I have to go back to my shift. Like, don't get loud, like, you know, don't get, like, fucking get loud and rowdy and noisy. Like, motherfucker, just shut the fuck up. We're all trying to just, you know, relax a little bit here until we head back to where we're back to the coal mine. But the one thing I hate the fucking most, when people microwave fish and microwave, what is it, another, I think vegetables or whatever.
Oh, yeah, depending on the vegetables, too.
Yeah, because that shit fucking smells, and it smells the fucking heaven. I hate it when people fucking bring fish to the, you know, to their, with their lunch, because what do? They fucking microwave it, and that shit fucking smells. It smells all the way through. And
it's like, you know, and especially when it's like, when it's cooked improperly. No. It's like, it just smells like, ah.
No, but you know, in general.
It smells like somebody rubbed it. Oh, God.
No, in general. No. It's not whether it's cooked well or not. The fact that when you microwave fucking fish, it just lets out that fucking funky ass smell. And I'm here like, and like
it smells like a homeless bum rubbed their dick all over the subway car.
Exactly, fucking, and currently is doing that for the next 8 hours because that smell doesn't go away that well. And like it's strong. Now you can smell it, you know, like across the next room. Now vegetables, yeah, you can still kind of smell that, but it's fish that it's always annoys me. It's like, oh my God, why does the break room smell that way? Like, oh, because someone microwaved fish. And the weird thing is you can tell the minute you walk in, like, oh, who the fuck did this? Like, shit, motherfucker.
And it's but, you know, or one that like somebody brought in like something like really spicy, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And they microwaved it, and it's like, I don't mind the smell of spicy food. The problem is though is that when it gets all over my fucking food in the microwave, then I have a problem.
Oh, that's you know what? That's another thing I fucking hate, that people don't fucking wipe down the microwave after use. So, like, the minute you get a chance to put your shit in there, and it's like, there's, like, either, you know, there's either, you know, like, leakage of coffee or, like, fucking pasta sauce smeared on the fucking wall on the corners of the microwave.
Or the stink of whatever was in there before it gets in your food.
Exactly. Like, motherfucker, all it takes is you taking, like, a little, like, a wet napkin or even a piece of tissue and just wipe it down just a little. I'm not telling you to fucking clean it, but fucking, if your shit fucking leaks and leaves a residue, or more importantly, it's, like, fucking pasta sauce, that shit fucking explodes on you every fucking second.
Yeah, because you hear it.
And also, fucking microwaving coffee, you know what happens when you microwave coffee? It fucking, you know, explodes.
It starts to bubble and spill everywhere, yeah.
It starts to bubble and fucking spill. And, you know, and the weird thing is, and also, like, you know, soup, cup of noodles. You know what happens when you put it in the fucking microwave, or even, like, put soup in there? The smell of soup or whatever covers that microwave. So, like,
yeah, and the other, and soup also bubbles and explodes everywhere.
Exactly. And, like, half the people don't even know. Although, yes, I can understand that different companies have different microwaves, that their settings are different. Like, for something that could be recent, you know, like something small, maybe could be a minute, but maybe you don't know what the actual temperature you're supposed to put it in, the settings are. And you might accidentally, yeah, make a huge mess of it, but have the decency to fucking at least wipe it down and clean it. All it takes is a fucking, you know, piece of tissue or a napkin to just wipe. Give it a quick wipe down. I don't mean fucking pull out the fucking Windex and start cleaning away. Just give it a fucking quick wipe. And then
And on that note, it brings up something that I remember from when I was in high school.
What?
Apparently, the teacher's lounge was extremely infamous for its microwave because apparently nobody ever cleaned it.
Wasn't the teacher's lounge also the area where teachers just like to fucking smoke and just, you know, talk shit about the students all day?
Yeah, but apparently, like, nobody ever cleaned that microwave, and the whole infamy, because, like, one of my teachers used to loudly complain about it.
To the other teachers?
Yeah, and even to, like, the students, he's like, I can't stand going in the lounge and using the microwave. I'd rather drink my coffee cold, because they use the microwave and nobody ever wipes it, and it's like there's, like, exploded coffee in it. He says it's like, it smells like somebody took a shit in a Starbucks.
Wait, your teacher flat out just stops the lesson and just starts bitching and complaining about
the other... No, he didn't stop the lesson. He did this before the lesson. Like, I guess he wanted to get coffee. And he was in a bit of a bad mood because the coffee pot was apparently empty and there was like only like a little bit poured out.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to use the microwave because the microwave stunk like hell. And he says, you know, and he's like complaining. He's like, it smells like the fucking, like somebody took a shit in the Starbucks.
So I like it that, I like the scenario where you're sitting in class, you know, getting your books ready, everybody's sitting down, and, you know, you got, you know, that whole mentality, like, settle down, kids, all right, let's start the lesson here, you know, Uncle Tit Professor Titwhistles is about to teach you. And the first thing before he starts, he says, all right, class, before we start, let me tell you a little tale that's going to go into my transgressions of life. So basically, he's going to tell you this story about, he's narking on the other teachers about how bad they are.
About upkeep.
About upkeep. Wait, what class? What was he teaching?
English.
Okay, that would make sense if he was using real, you know, well-conceived or, you know, very friendly, you know, vocabulary to do this. But the fact that, like, if it's like a homekeeping, you know, or like a shop class or cooking class, he brings that up just to use it as an example. But if it's for a different class, like, oh, calculus. Well, this dumb fucker fucked up numbers.
I was like, how the fuck am I going to solve for X? I didn't even have my coffee yet.
Oh, so he's one of those that he needs coffee just to get through the fucking day.
Sometimes, like, he comes in and he's kind of like, you know, like slightly like on low energy, but the minute he's had his morning coffee, he's like ready to rock.
But if he doesn't, he fucking narcs on all the teachers.
Yeah, if he doesn't get coffee, he's grumpy as hell.
Now, what would he gain from telling you guys that? Like, you don't have access to this.
He's just in a bit of a bad mood because he likes his coffee. He's like, if I don't have my coffee, I am a grumpy bastard. If I have my coffee, I'm cool.
So wait, so he be shitting on you guys, like, like in other days he gets his coffee. Oh, okay, you got the wrong answer. It's all right, it happened. Here's the solution. Other days it's like raw. He literally screams the word wrong at you and then puts you down to like a lower level.
Yep. No, or it's just like that ain't right.
Like he literally. So he's close to the point of like going to your desk and shaking you when you get a wrong answer if he doesn't get his coffee.
His thing that he used to say was that ain't right.
That ain't right.
That ain't right.
Sounds like a slogan for some t-shirt. No, but...
probably that ain't right. Oh my god, it does.
No, but it's weird that... It's interesting. Like, was there ever a time that he just started, like, automatically screaming at... belittle any of the students who got the wrong answer? Like, no, you're wrong. And because of that, you're not going to graduate. And you're going to be washing my windows. Like, he got that. Was there a point that he ever got super upset because he didn't get his coffee?
He thankfully never got like that. He just used to yell, that ain't right, a lot more.
God, that sounds like a trope to some 80s teen comedy right there.
That ain't right!
And then you hear the record scratch. And this is how this is how my summer started.
God, the music.
It'd be like, hey, na 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 na, all right, na na. And it would use that voice clip for the trailer. That ain't right.
If I were able to get a recording of that way back when, I would have been happy. But it's like, God, you know, in hindsight, I kind of wish I could go back with like a field recorder and just get all these things.
And just record and fucking hear his stories of him narking out on the other teachers. Like, hey, do you think whenever those other students would go to those particular teachers' classes, they would look at them like all like angry-eyed because of like, you pissed off Dr. Salty Balls.
Yeah, you pissed off the English teacher. You pissed off the 10th grade English teacher.
You know, or more importantly, thanks to you, he fucking failed me, motherfucker. All you had to do was get coffee.
I'm probably sure that the students probably had their, you know, few things to talk about with that.
Oh, that's helpful. Well, at least these days, they would have already fucking written like a fucking 100, like, 4-page fucking essay and reported him to the police or services, school services.
A 104-page essay on the importance of why it is that our 10th grade English teacher gets his morning coffee.
You know, that sounds like something like a brainy kid would make as a diorama project for like science fair.
Oh, God. Yeah, the Venn diagram. You know, teacher's brain, coffee, and put in the middle, satisfaction.
You put little Christmas lights on a, like, paper mache head model of the teacher's head.
And then the little synapses firing off. You see, class, when he doesn't have his caffeine in his brain looks like this. And he's like, he unplugs it.
Yeah, and then when
he does have his morning coffee, and he plugs it in and you see it go ding, 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 ding.
That actually sounds like something a kid at science camp would have done, or something like you and I would have probably done if we were, well, semi-smart, you know, then as we are now, which we aren't, but still.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, considering the amount of coffee that I was also drinking too at that time, I would have been like, yeah, the effects of caffeine on the brain. Why are you happier when you have a cup of coffee?
Now, wait. Wait. This was what? High school? Junior high? What?
High school.
High school. Okay, so that's around the time that you... Oh, great. That's great. Fucking high school, where, you know, there's... That's when you... The battlefields are drawn, and there's the jocks, there's the geeks, there's the prom king and queen, and you had your own caffeine squad over there. So you were just your own person. Just instead of trying to find ways to fit into whatever crowd, you know, there is, you decided, you just, you know, I'm the coffee dude.
I am just the odd one out. I am the weirdo. You don't know who the hell I am or what the hell I am, and I march to the beat of my own drum. And that's the one thing I loved about it. Nobody knew what the fuck to make of me.
You know, if you wore a trench coat during those times, they'd lock you up. bad joke.
Man.
Well, you do love Doom, and...
Oh, yeah, but it's like the only thing I loved about Doom was modifying it, and thankfully that never got to my head. Oh, no, the modifying got to my head because it's like, ooh, I could be a game designer. And then I didn't follow that.
And you're just a guy who just pimps up games.
Yeah, now I'm just a guy who also just like yells at machines and, you know, yells at servers and makes them work and fixes people's machines and yells at them and all that.
Do you ever think, like, do you ever look back and, like, think of the teachers that, like, that particular teacher and just think, like, hey, what? I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know. I'm probably wondering maybe he left the school system or what.
Or sometimes they're fucking working there till the day they die.
Oh, God. Well, if he's working there, he'd be now in his, what, in his 50s, I think?
Dude, I used to have in my technical college, my design course, fucking one of my teachers was old as dirt. And anytime he moved, he would be in, like, an extreme pain, like, and sometimes he would need help from fucking students to help him up or sit down. That dude was like a fucking fragile Mr. Glass. Like, the dude literally was old as dirt, and he would, like, have the time when he would literally just show movies because he didn't give a shit about the class, and he just, I don't know.
He's like, he was not into the lesson plan at all, right?
No, he would just watch movies, and the only time he would say anything was when he needed assistance to get off from his chair or sit on his chair, and he would literally need like two students to help him. Like, that dude was old as dirt, fucking like old as fucking as far as we can remember, like that type of old, like that's like almost Mr. Burns type level old. And the fact,
excellent.
No, but the fact that like literally he didn't give a shit, and I'm like, wait, how is this guy getting paid and getting teachers' pension and all this shit, and he barely just that jack shit.
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, by that point, it was like, was he forgetting students' names, like, 5 seconds ago? Like, he'll call a student, and then, like, 5 seconds later, he'll be like, what's your name again?
No, teachers never remember your name unless you were the good kid or the, you know, the brain. Anybody else,
yeah.
You know,
you're like, you're that kid.
Yeah, yeah, but everybody else, you're like that kid. Because, again, why? What's the point of remembering names if it's, a rotating classroom? You go to one room to the other, or, you know, you stay put, but it's the students who rotate themselves. You know, it's like, there's no point.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had that in my school. It's like, you know, we go to different classes and different teachers. You know, we only have, like, a homeroom, and then, like, we go to class to class to class. You know, and then the teacher would be there waiting for us.
Wait, if that didn't happen to me in my public school days in my senior year, I wouldn't have the abundance collection of comic books I stole from one kid one day.
Oh God. One teacher I do remember in school, though, but this is in grade school, was the grade school music teacher.
Now, is he... I'll tell you about my junior high school music teacher. Tell me about yours first.
Okay, our grade school music teacher, I was always convinced for some odd reason that she must have been a robot.
Okay, don't tell me.
Okay, you ready for this?
What?
She had the most stiff gait. Like, she held herself, like, literally, like, perfectly straight, and she would walk almost with, like, this, like, you know, this gait that almost looked like a robot, like, like that very, like, herky-jerky-looking motion.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a very, like, a very monotone way of speaking.
Mm.
And I remember, like, you know, the only one thing about it is, like, all of her movements, too, all seemed, like, very, like, stiff. Like, everything about her seemed, like, extremely stiff. Like, you know, I'm also about to ask her, like, do you need oil for your joints?
How is it that all of us grew up with at least one teacher or a teacher that we knew that always had, like, some kind of hunchback?
No, I did. I remember my 7th grade science teacher was kind of hunched over all the time because he had, like, such a bad back. So he would walk kind of hunched and a little bit slow.
No, but isn't it true that, like, everyone in their era, you know, whatever school they grew up, they always know that one teacher or that one teacher's assistant or that one whatever principal that was this old person, male or female, that always had a hunchback? Like, what the hell was with that? Like, every school at least had one hunchback.
I don't know. It's like, are you that stressed from that job that's like you're starting to turn into fucking Quasimodo?
But it's true, though. You always see a teacher or someone in the school faculty that fucking had, like, a hunchback for some goddamn reason.
Yeah, they're probably, like, the oldest of the oldest. And I was like, yeah, my science teacher had one. He was, like, I don't know if it's because he just had simply a bad back, but he was also, like, in his, like, 60s, 70s by that point, and he was, like, shuffle slightly when he walked.
No, that those are pretty much the same traits I was just about to describe during Mr. Hunchback or Mrs. Hunchback, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right, so go ahead. What was your teacher?
Well, my one was a pretty cool teacher because he would talk about music, but it wouldn't be just, you know, a specific thing we're learning. It was mostly about, like, the genres of music. And, like, every Wednesday, he would, you know, roll out the old, you know, cassette and TV, VCR combo, you know, because we all knew that was a free day of class whenever we saw that going into school. Every Wednesday, he would roll it in, and he would just play music videos, like either stuff he recorded from MTV or, you know, The Box, or even VH1, you know, whatever.
But that was the early days of VH1, too.
No, but he would always, like, you know, he would be open in terms of, like, he wouldn't just, you know, because everybody at the time, you know, when you go to music class, it's mostly about the origins and classical music. It basically is that. While he, on the other hand, would talk about the other genres, what was popular in that day and even in, you know, in the past for him. So he would, like, bring out this, you know, roll out the TV and he would play, like, you know, whatever video was popular currently, something from the past, and even something from his whatever time, whatever he likes. So he would play, like, you know, there were times that he played, you know, gangster rap. He would play classical. He would even play some metal and some rock. It was like he was all around, and he kind of showed that, you know. So, like, it kind of gave it. He was the best music teacher I ever had, just because he showed every genre.
Like a well-rounded introduction.
Yes, and it didn't help that sometimes he would just bust out Bismarcky, He's Just a Friend, like, literally sing it along with the video.
Oh, there you go. See, like, we didn't have that. And it's like, half the time I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, I'm going to walk into a class, I'm going to see a life bar appear, and I'm going to, like, you know, what am I going to get equipped with? I'm going to get equipped with, like, Siren Wave or something?
Or you apparently get Mr. Decaf.
Yeah. What would I get out of him? Grumpy attitude. Get equipped with grumpy attitude.
Well, luckily we have bagged lunches, you know, served in the street, nice and fresh. And you get coffee.
Yeah, they're your e-tank.
And you get coffee to get through the day.
That's my e-tank.
Now, if people want to contact you and find out what other e-tanks feel your joy, how can they contact that?
Okay, find me on the Facebook group or find me on Twitter at Lambda Calculus. That's LAMBDACALCULUS. Don't forget that our official Twitter is at Enver Road Trip Cast and our website is at NostalgiaRoadTrip.com.
Awesome, awesome. Always talking about eating street meat and also discussing about teachers, their influences, and apparently what their breaking points are, and also the finer etiquettes of lunchroom, workplace lunchroom etiquette. But till then, my friend, you take it easy, and I'll definitely see you next time.
All right, peace out.
I think of attorney.